to Unstoppable, the podcast, where we dig deep into next level dreams, living intuitively and powerfully. Real talk, sarcasm, the mindset like a boss approach to make your magic happen in today's changing world.
You'll find it all right here, badass.
Now let's get to it with your host and positivity powerhouse, the mindset boss lady, Nicole Eisler.
Hey, my friend, bring it in. Tell me this, riddle me this. Are you sort of sick of pushing through each and every day, trying to get everything done? Maybe you're even feeling a little disconnected. Ugh, emotionally twisted in knots, feeling scattered. Maybe you're just really feeling a little frustrated. What is it about the word unstoppable that brought you here? Hey, if you've been feeling a little bit stuck, even maybe a little bit scared to admit that you're on the edge of almost feeling like you're going to lose it, when really what you want is to feel inspired and energized and empowered, then this episode and this podcast is absolutely 100% for you. And I know, I get it. Like, not that you'd tell anyone that that's what's going on emotionally behind the scenes. I know I never want to tell anyone that if I ever feel that way. And yes, I do feel that way sometimes. And maybe, you know, inside you're telling, hey, like, girlfriend, just get it together. You just need to get it together. Focus more. Or that old, the favorite one, just work harder. You just need to work a little harder, right? True or not, most likely not any of that is said to yourself in a way that feels inspiring or energizing or anything empowering. So, hey, I am Nicole Eisler, your host, and welcome to Unstoppable, the podcast. Ah! I'm so excited to be back here on Transformation Talk Radio Network, just amazing network, right? There's so many amazing hosts and absolutely an incredible team of people behind the scenes. I'm just really grateful. And, you know, everything that I just shared, that feeling all over the place, that feeling emotionally sort of wrecked inside, not wanting even to admit it to anyone else, let alone to yourself, hand raised, like, I have totally been there. That description is me throughout my life at different times. So this topic of being unstoppable and what it really looks like, what it really feels like, I'm an empowerment coach going on 14 years now. I've helped and worked with women who feel like I used to feel, right? Pretty consistently. And I hope it's not you, but maybe it's you. But I want to drop on our shows here on the podcast things that you can do to feel, guess what? Unstoppable, right? Because I say all of this because of the women that I've worked with tend to be a little more hard on themselves. I was very hard on myself. And I have discovered really so much about almost like decoding this like mystery thing about being unstoppable. The things that I hear from the women that I work with, these the concept of being unstoppable, what it actually is and what they think it is, or what we create this vision or this version of what we're supposed to be. And I want to pull the curtain back and do some real talk, the reality of what it actually looks like, what it feels like. This stuff I could not find. I don't see it in blogs. And you know what? I'm all about, hey, no fear, do it anyway. And, you know, just show up and just keep going. And those are all things that I've said to myself, to other people. I want to be as empowering as possible. It's what we hear about. It's what people write about when it comes to being unstoppable, hitting all your goals, being an ambitious woman. It all sounds good, but some of it actually can be misleading. So to launch our journey together, I thought, why not share some myths and the actual truth about what being unstoppable really looks like. It's not all perfect and polished and pretty sometimes, right? Because you need to know. So you are not just like pushing through to keep going, but you're actually moving through your life as joyfully as possible. Can we add some more? This is where we should sprinkle the glitter and add the rainbows, because that is as much as possible, right? What I love to help women create in their life. And yes or yes, to have more of that. Is life really all rainbows and glitter? And No, but can you feel like you got it going on anyway without having to fake on the outside or throw that smile on? And, you know, this is what was really so interesting to me throughout my journey, and then also working with women from all over the world. It really wasn't any certain area of the world that women were from that made it any different. I've heard their stories. I've walked with them through the shadows and really held their hand right through those times when they felt most alone. They're making these changes in areas of their life that no longer support their soul. They're like, that's it. I'm not tolerating this anymore. I don't know where to begin, but I want something to be different, right? And I have to say, some of the stories I've heard, the women I have worked with, their stories, there is so much that they have been through or that they were going through when they came to work with me that would probably drop the average person to their knees, but not these women, right? Not, and even myself. I think we've all had our own share of going through hell and trying to make it back again, right? But they just keep going. They don't give up, even when they wanted to. We've all felt at some time, maybe, like, I can't do this, right? When life is just giving so many reasons, this is too hard, it's not working, what I want is not happening, the people I want to be with me on this are not in it with me. They just boom, like they flip a switch, and they turn on their power, and that's a little bit what I want to do. I want to debunk some of this because it's not actually what actually happens. I mean, there may come a point where you actually, that's it, I'm done, and boom, I'm going to make this shift, and I'm going to make this change. But the actual flipping of the switch was how many months, years in the process, right? And then they make their way back. So in the work that I do, and again, includes my own experiences, I see patterns. So I just want to do some myth busting. I want to take the hard out of this, but we want to take a real look at it, what being unstoppable really looks like and what it's not, what it is not. Because what may be stopping you from feeling unstoppable is so changeable. Right? And again, we've all been there, that low place where it feels like the world is closing in on you, or where every negative thought, oh my God, have you ever had a negative thought that you could possibly have is screaming in your head, and you maybe even feel backed in that corner. And it's normal. It is normal to feel that way sometimes. Yes, absolutely normal. Not every day, all day. We don't want that. But from time to time, maybe you're going through some big shifts in your life or in your own growth. Maybe you're discovering new parts of yourself, or you're recognizing that, hey, wow, what happened? I woke up in my life and I don't want to be in this one anymore. I want to change some things, right? Not me, but I just want something that helps me feel more alive. Maybe you're feeling that big call in your own life to pursue your passion. Anything like this can create an upheaval in your energy or in your mindset, but we're also programmed to believe that feeling anything but rainbows, anything but is wrong. You have anxiety? You have negative thoughts? Stop the negative thoughts. Oh, don't feel that way, that it's unhealthy, it's not normal. And that is not true at all. Thoughts are thoughts, nothing more. They mean nothing but the meaning you give them. Now that's different. The meaning that we assign to them, that the ego assigns, right? And again, in the work that I do, so many statistics around anxiety disorders, depression, all of it continuing to climb, leading you maybe to believe that you should have control of your emotions. And if you don't, there's something wrong with you. Emotions like anxiety presented as the problem. And if you have it, oh boy, that's bad, right? No. Add to the conditioned need for these instant results. We want instant resolve. We don't want to feel bad. It's uncomfortable. We don't want to go there. And a lot of this can lead to so much confusion and dead and dying energy. There's no passion, desire. What? Dreams? I don't know what I want anymore. I'm just trying to get through the day. I'm just trying to figure this out, My gosh. That one. How many times I've heard... I've tried to figure this out. Like, there's some sort of formula to figure it out. And a lot of what we're taught is the fix to medicate the issue, which is not to get into the debate to medicate or not, because that's not what I do. It's just to say that there is another way. And it is for me to present. Oh, yeah. And by the way, you are the way. You are. Nothing outside of you. You. And you hear that too, right? You have all the answers you need within you. What if you don't know how to find them? What if you're taking the wrong approach? Oh my gosh, as thunder literally rumbles through the skies, I say that. Thank you, universe, right? We have a thunderstorm rolling in over here. And I do believe there is another way. And I tend to attract a lot of clients who have tried traditional therapy. Again, nothing against therapy or any of those things. That's not what I do. It's just not for everyone. And some women want, they want to feel like, I want to feel like I got it together. I want to feel that power. And yeah, if you are such a super achiever, fellow sister friend, then a lot of people will look at you, God, how do you get everything you get done? How do you do it? You probably do more in a day than most people do in a week, which is awesome, except maybe you don't feel like you're getting anywhere. I just met with someone today. She's just doing amazing things. Amazing. She said, I've just always had a plan for my life. Except she has a lot of anxiety, and she said, my mind just never, it can never just be at ease or relax. It's always thinking about the next thing and the thing after that and the thing next week and then 3 months and a year down the road, and it's always out there, right? And it's creating, again, a lot of this angst and this energy buildup and a lot of focus. So there's a lot out there, too, that makes it look like it's too much to handle. Being in that constant state of stress, definitely not good. It changes your physiology, that feeling out of control, whether you actually are or not, which most of the time you're not, but your brain is saying you are, can lead to other heaviness, feeling no way out. Hey, we don't want that, right? So we're going to turn around, because what I love is that 100% of the time when a woman comes to work with me, she's wrapped in a story that has been keeping her stuck, a perspective of her situation that's showing no way out, or she's just going to have to really work hard to get there. But actually, it's her ego is spinning this story and not giving her any power, no perspectives of what is working in her favor or what she does have control of, the choices, the options. You always have options. I love reminding that, even if you don't like them. That's usually why we think we don't have options. We just don't want to admit, like, yeah, I don't want that option. I want the one I like. But which is, of course, what we change are the perspectives, right? And empowering. And the things that happen are really what light up my soul as well. I was watching a woman. I was working with a client, and this is one of my favorite stories ever. When she reached out to me, she was feeling more than stuck. Definitely not feeling unstoppable. She actually the opposite. I think she was feeling more like she had been stopped her whole life. It was just a series of what she felt was time after time after time where she fell short, right? I didn't know it at the time, but this client was on the verge of suicide. She actually reached out to me as a last effort to find a way to keep going. We talked 30 minutes. Okay, truthfully, I probably listened for most of it and let her talk and share. And I listened to, she had so many examples of how things had never worked out for her. And yet, and how she always seemed to fall short of her goal, how she could never quite make her dream come true. Are these any, do you ever tell yourself any of these things? Like, oh, just, why isn't this working out for me? Why can't I ever get that? Gee, no matter how hard I work, it just doesn't come together, or, right, whatever the story is. And she told me she felt absolutely defeated and she just didn't know what else to do. And as I listened to her story, I heard an entirely different version. One where she was completely missing the version that I heard. And she was getting a one-sided perspective from her ego, always putting her at the bottom, never reaching her goal, never accomplishing anything, literally saying that, I never accomplish anything, right? What I heard was this story. I was on the other side listening, and I was, how does she not see this, right? Because all I could hear was determination, her passion, a relentless drive to keep going, a story of a woman who, no matter how big or hard her obstacles, she just refused to give up. She had every opportunity. I think she had so many reasons that she could have said, no, like, I'm done. Most people would have, but not her. She always found a way to rise. Are you also recognizing this part of the story for yourself? I hope. Right? She always said, I'll try one more thing, to say yes to her soul. Even that day, getting on the phone with me was another way for her to get back up again. And she was still not willing to just give up. She's really the story of being unstoppable. So let's knock out these 10 myths about being unstoppable, the things that I don't see, the things no one really tells you, the other side of it, what unstoppable is not and what it is. Of course, we're going to share what it is. And number one being, because when I hear a story like this from a woman that I talk to or comes to work with me, I recognize myself in the story, but that's never where my ego went. Like, but look, you got up again. But look, you kept going. But look, you gave it another try. But look, you know, you just never gave up. That's not how it shows up for yourself, right? It's, why isn't this working? Why do I feel this way? Why am I so tired all the time? Why am I always exhausted? Why is this so hard? Those types of things can show up. So let's talk about number one. Always getting what you want is a myth. Just keep going till you get what you want. I'm not saying you don't get what you want. I'm not telling you not to keep going. But sometimes you don't get what you want so that you get what's best. Right? Sometimes things don't work out so things can work out. We don't always get what we want because sometimes what we think we want is not actually what's intuitively best. It's not actually in alignment. We may be trying to hit or reach a level, a goal, going for something because we think we should do it. I think this is what is next. I think that this would really help. I mean, I've pursued, oh my God, so many promotions and jobs because I thought, oh, this will really be good. And I'm not saying it wasn't a good move. Was it the best move? Was it where I was absolutely meant to be? No. Did I learn some of those the hard way? Yes. So we don't always get what we want. And it's not always about just keep going. It's about, wait a minute, take a moment to pause and assess, is this what feels right for me? Am I doing what I think I should do, or am I doing what actually feels right for me? That's a big difference, right? Number two, having no fear. So to be unstoppable, just no fear and just do it anyway. Just push through the fear. Well, that's, oh no, I have fear. Am I doing this wrong? Why do I have fear? I'm not supposed to have fear. I should just do it anyway. And then you go out and you do something. It doesn't feel good. It's not fun. You don't rock your world. After, you're like, well, I did it, but maybe it didn't feel that great. So I'm not telling you to have fear. I'm saying fear is normal because you have an ego. Ego loves to use fear to keep you in your place. The best thing you can do is to recognize when ego is using fear to make you feel small, to keep you what? Safe, to keep you safe. And there is no requirement, like when people say, like, just be bold and take that leap. You don't actually have, listen, if you are consistently pursuing your passion and you are having the most fun at it, and sometimes you're a little nervous and sometimes you go out of your comfort zone because that is a requirement, yes, right? The fulfillment is beyond what we already have. If you're just complacent, you're not feeling that fulfilled, then we do need to do things differently. We do need to get out of our comfort zone. But there's no requirement that you have to go like around the globe or miles out of your comfort zone. Just start working with the energy of it. And when you feel fear, you don't just say, oh, this must be new for me. Cool. You can make fear a little bit more fun. We don't have to make it so just terrifying. And I know I'm just supposed to push through the fear. That sounds awesome, right? Like, all right, so I have a little fear. How can I, I love turning the energy, because everything is energy, and I work with the energy with my clients. So if they have fear showing up, we start to work with that with perspective, and we turn things around, we spin them around a little bit, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, this is like a fun adventure. They're not afraid anymore. They're excited. Now what? They're in their state of empowerment. They're ready to go. When they step out and they do the thing, where the fear was showing up before, they actually enjoy it. They make more of an impact. And so their being state actually creates a better outcome from the things that they're doing. Number three, positive vibes only. Think only positive thoughts. Just think positive, which implies, oh my God, don't think negative thoughts. Don't do it. Don't let that negative thought in. I just can't think negative. It just creates this whole thing. It's not, you know, again, if you're days and days and days and days and days and all you're doing is being consumed by these negative thoughts, a negative thought is nothing but a thought. Now, if you engage with it and you have a conversation with it and the negative thought starts to convince you that it's true, well, that's a different story. But having the negative thought is not a big deal. It's actually normal. You don't have to be positive vibes only. If seriously, so you have some big dream, some big vision, you're like, this is going to kick ass. Like, this is going to be amazing. And you're just having a day. Come on. Everybody has a day. I say every day, some are better than others, right? It's not a good day or bad day, but sometimes the energy, this, whatever. I teach my clients how to work with their energy. I work with my energy. But I don't need to just be like fake positive or fearful, oh no, I'm in a negative mood, or I'm in this mood of my energy. Let's just focus on where your energy is and where you want it to be. That's your power. You can shift it. You can change it. You don't need to lock in at this positive vibes only. And in fact, because I'll have clients say, but I love being in the flow. Oh, don't we all, sister? Like, I love being in the flow. But to me, it's instead of feeling like I need to be in the flow and I need to do everything I can to stay in the flow, I think it's a better habit to notice when you're out of flow to get back in. That's it. Number four, you just gotta have all your shit together 24/7, right? I gotta keep it together. Just gotta keep it together. Just keep it together. There's no pressure there. Come on. I mean, it's not like I gotta have everything together 24/7 in order to be successful. That is ridiculous. You know, energy ebbs is an ebb and flow type of deal, right? We go in and out, but the key is when the energy is amazing, you feel amazing, and yes, you can change and you can shift, ride the wave, baby, right? When the energy is a little slower, lower, and it's a little bit more to work with, do some other things, reflect, journal, work on other things. You don't really need to have all your shit together, and if you feel like you don't, it doesn't actually mean, wow, you're a hot mess. Let's just take the pressure off, okay? Number five, doing it all. Just keep piling more on. Just keep saying yes to more things. If you just do it all, that'll be, like, that would be the best thing. If you could just get it all done, then that'll show. Like, now I'm making progress. If I just do it all, I do everything for everyone. No, that is not being unstoppable, just doing it all. How do you eat? If you're not assessing whether something is actually in alignment for you, it's actually part of your success plan, it's actually part of enhancing and, you know, saying yes to your soul, you're just doing things to do them because somebody asked or because you think you have to or you're supposed to or you're obligated or you always did or no one else will or whatever goes with that, that's not the key to being unstoppable at all. You will just feel piled on. Everyone piling more on top is not the best approach to being unstoppable. Number six, this is we don't want to admit this one, but never needing, telling yourself, I don't need any help. I got it. I'll just figure it out. I can do it by myself. Never asking for help. Yes, I have women. By the time they reach out to me, they go, I have emailed you like 3 times and deleted it. I've written you like 4 times and never sent it. I've been watching you for a while and I've wanted to work with it, but I understand it. There is some satisfaction in figuring it out on your own, but there's some fun and getting there faster when you have someone who's in it with you, who's invested in your dreams, your vision, your goals, as if they're her own, as if they are her own. Hello, that is me, okay? So asking for help or getting a mentor, working with a coach is about the best thing you can do. And knowing the difference between when to handle it and figure it out and move through something on your own and when to get support. That is a talent and a muscle to build, right? To know the difference. Number seven, having all the answers all along the way. If I could just figure this out, I just need to have all the answers. Before I can make this move, I got to know what this means. I have to know what this means. I should know the answer. Where's the answer? Where's the answer? Where's the answer? Oh my goodness, right? Head spinning wheels. Whee! And it's not fun. You do not need to have all the answers because some of the answers are not ready to be revealed just yet. You will get them. The universe always delivers. But you have to be open, you have to be ready, and you have to keep moving in that direction of your highest alignment and empowerment. And that is when you discover, when you are grilling yourself mentally, the answers are not in there. They're not in there, right? Number eight, being perfect inside and out. Man, there's some women out there, they look like they got it all together. They got the perfect thing on the outside and they are cruel to themselves on the inside. Behind the scenes, they are just like brutal on themselves. They're just tearing up. Oh, why are you always late? Why can't you do this? Why can't you do that? You don't need to be perfect inside and out. You need to be connected inside. You need to be living from the inside out. That is being unstoppable. But needing to be perfect to be unstoppable, I've had women say that. I just feel like everything needs to be perfect before I can actually move forward on this. No, because some of it has to be the way it is in order for you to get the answers from the last thing I just talked about on number seven. We have to go through certain experiences so we know from experience what they feel like, right? Getting down here, number nine, pushing until burnout. Just keep going does not mean even though you feel crappy, you're not taking care of yourself, you're not doing any of the self-care, just pushing through day after day after day after day, doing what you don't want to do, doing what's not aligned, all the things I've talked about does not equal unstoppable. It leads you to burnout, right? And number 10, never quitting. Well, being unstoppable, right? You never quit. No, sometimes you decided to do things a long time ago, or you decided on a relationship a long time ago, or you told yourself certain things that you thought you should be doing, and you should not. You should absolutely 100% quit those things. Knowing the difference between what you're doing for the sake of doing, what you're doing out of obligation, what you're doing because of guilt trips from other people, what you're doing as a people pleaser because other people will get upset, or you started this program because you thought it was what you needed and you just can't get into it. You don't even like it. You don't like the person teaching it, but you don't want to be a quitter. Please. That is just creating all of these things that we just create in our heads to need to do all the things, be perfect, know everything all along the way, never having any fear, never having negative thoughts, never second guessing ourselves, and that equals being unstoppable. No, I think taking a pause and saying, who am I and what the hell do I want? What am I doing here? And getting really honest with yourself about those answers and not settling. And not telling yourself anything that is not supportive, right? Believing in yourself enough to say, this isn't working and I'm ready to change it. Not change me, I'm ready to be me. I'm actually ready to be the full version of me. And no matter what life brings, I know that it's all good. There's my little bonus tip. The truth is, being unstoppable is looking at everything in your life from a state of appreciation. It's saying, oh, thank you for this. Even the contrast. No, we don't have to ask for contrast, but even the contrast, even the conflict, even chaos, we could say, oh, thank you for this because, wow, you're really making me aware of some things that I don't like. And when I am fully aware of what I don't like, I get really, really clear about what I do like and what I do want. And you know what? That is what will move me. I do not like to be uncomfortable. I do not like to be in a state of something I don't want, right? And that's why I'm sharing these things. That's what we're going to talk about on this podcast, is the truth about what it means to be unstoppable. It means being the best version of you, the full version of you, not hiding or diminishing any parts of yourself because you don't want anyone to see the mess. There's mess. Being unstoppable is not pretty sometimes. Being unstoppable is like bawling your eyes out and deciding to get back up again. Being unstoppable sometimes means saying things that people don't want to hear, but you have to be true to yourself. And being unstoppable means getting really clear and really honest about the life you want to live, why you're here, and what you're willing to do to make it happen. And it is not needing to have all the pieces in place in order to do that. Right? Sometimes being present and being unstoppable is like messy Bessie, but to believe in yourself enough to know that doesn't mean anything. It just means you're getting closer. It means you're getting clearer about what you want and who you want to be and what you're here to do. And that, my friend, is everything that I'm about. That is everything that I am here to help you with. Either the podcast, join our community. We have a community of ambitious women who, like, I'm always like, what do you want? What do you want? Because I can't believe how many women are not asking themselves, what do I want? What do I want? Not what do I want for lunch? What do I want? What's the life I want? That's what we're about here at Unstoppable, the podcast. I thank you for joining me for episode number one. This is so exciting. I will see you again for another episode soon. I am Nicole Eisler, empowerment coach, here to help you discover what your brand of unstoppable is, create the life that you really want, and never, ever tell yourself any of these things that make you feel anything less than unstoppable again. You know what I'm saying? I will see you back for the next episode. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening, badass. Give a click on the subscribe button so you don't miss an episode, and visit online at themindsetbosslady.com. Until next time, trust your first feel, not your second thought. You got this, and you are unstoppable.